Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
And baling wire and chewing action today.
Yeah, and we were reading the story here on the
disappointing news. Disappointing news
from Europe, which is the result in Austria. Van der Bellen, his lead as a few hours ago, was 53.3% with 60% of the vote counted to 46.7, margin of error of 1 percentage point on that. And let's see, go down in the story a little bit further. Let's see if they have anything else. Now, what we were hoping in this election is that Norbert Hofer, who was intimating that if he won, Austria might consider exiting the European Union. But Hofer was ambiguous on this, and I don't think he knew what to say, actually, to the voters, because the Austrians, for whatever reason, from the articles I've read, the Austrians themselves were jittery about leaving the European Union, partly because as a small country and with their trade, export relationships and so on, I think they thought an exit would be risky for them. They're nervous for whatever reason. And the Van der Bellen exploited that, and he may have won based on that. There wasn't the landslide feeling that there was in, that there is right now in France. The French won out.
French won out of the EU. The British wanted out of the EU, and that has not yet swept across Austria. So that's the story there. George, go to the story in Italy. And what you've got on your computer screen there.
Oh, the story in Italy. How do you read me, James?
Okay.
Hey, James.
Yes.
You are still cutting in and out on Skype, and I recommend you go back to telephone.
Oh, okay, well, I should.
You need to click, and I didn't click. Sorry. That's fixed now.
Yeah, okay. And we read you much better now, James. Go get him.
Yeah, I killed the Skype. Let's go to the Italian story here. And, boy, you know, I'm not seeing yet any definitive results. Let me just see what I'm going to try to find the latest story out of Italy. And hopefully in the Italian election, let's talk about what the issue is there. Matteo Renzi, the prime minister of Italy, in the same way that David Cameron in England made the mistake of allowing the people to vote on a question, he put up a set of changes in the structure of the Italian government, big changes, major changes, that he thought would go through. And it's turned into a referendum, however, by the very angry Italian people. And they've said, we're going to slap down your referendum, and this is a slap down of you, Matteo Renzi, and your government. And Renzi has said, if this fails, I will resign, in which case we may see the arrival of a nationalist government in Italy and the departure. We may see the departure of Italy from the European Union. We also may see, as part of this, this will be unfolding in the next few days. The articles are saying that the big banks of Italy are teetering, and we may have bank failures in Italy. And then this will create another crisis for the European Euro zone, as well as for the European Union. So this election today in Italy, very important. I don't know which would be more important, the Italian or the Austrian. Both very important.
Well, and I know the answer to that, James. If Italy gets a nationalist government, that will be as earth-shaking as the United States.
Okay. And also
it will be.
On the Austrian,
I mean, we love Austria. But Italy's a much larger country, much, you know,
right.
Its navy is sticking right out there into the Mediterranean and the Adriatic. If that went nationalist, it would really, really be hand-wringing in the ranks of the New World Order.
Yes, Italy is much bigger, folks. And the Austria is a pretty small country, actually. I've forgotten the population. It's something like 8 million. It's not very big. Here's the story on Italy. Italians voted Sunday, today, in a referendum on constitutional reforms. They're still voting. The voting goes up to, I believe, 10 p.m. Italian time. And I think that's right about now. Constitutional reforms, it was being closely watched to see if Italy becomes the next country to reject the political status quo. Premier Matteo Renzi has said he will resign if the reforms are rejected, and opposition politicians have vowed to press for a new government if voters reject the proposed constitutional changes. The premier made no comment as he voted Sunday in Pontassieve, a Tuscan town east of Florence, along with his wife, Agnese Landini. He was to return to Rome to watch the outcome of the vote. The risk of political instability in Italy, Europe's fourth largest economy, that would be behind Germany, France, and Britain, triggered market reaction before the vote, with bank stocks sinking and borrowing costs on sovereign debt rising. Italy's European Union partners were closely monitoring the vote, which fell on the same day, today, as a presidential runoff in Austria, where left-leaning candidate Alexander Van der Bellen took an unbeatable lead in early returns against the right-wing populist Norbert Hofer. The referendum in Italy aims to streamline Italy's cumbersome lawmaking process by reducing the powers of the Senate, while also removing some key decision-making powers from regions. Renzi has argued that the reforms dismantle bureaucracy and will make Italy more attractive to investors and will help him relaunch the country's moribund economy. But his decision to tie the outcome to his political future turned the vote into a plebiscite on him. A headline in the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung said Renzi's arrogance is his shortcoming, noting that Europe is at stake. That's pretty strong language. And, of course, the people who are sweating the most over this are, in fact, the Germans, because if Italy has to be bailed out, guess who that gets to pay the bill? Germans.
History loves to repeat itself, doesn't it, James?
Yep. The Guardian newspaper noted that the referendum was among a series of votes in Europe that could, quote, conceivably herald. Now, this is so beautiful, folks. I just want to read it slowly and savor this. The Guardian said, could conceivably herald the end of the European project in its current form, unquote. Yes.
That's what it says. I'm reading the same article in The Independent that you are. It could be the end.
Yeah. Couldn't happen to nicer guys. Some political opponents were hoping to tap populist sentiment that has been gaining ground with the UK vote in June to leave the European Union and the U.S. presidential victory last month by billionaire political outsider Donald Trump. And are you looking at the same article, George?
What I'm looking at is in the Independent. Wow. What?
Okay.
Time will the Italian rep? Yeah, I don't think it's exactly the same article.
Okay.
But it is the right article. So what happens if Mr. Renzi resigns, the government falls? And then there's talk about, oh my God, we might actually have the return of the lira and the franc and the Deutschmark. That would be really bad. You know, it'd be really bad for international speculators in the Eurozone. It would be really good for ordinary people who live in those countries.
Yes. Let me continue with the article. More than 46 million Italians, now that's a lot more than 8 million Austrians, were eligible to cast votes. Oh, that's just to cast votes. It's probably 60 million Italians and eligible to cast votes, while another 4 million were registered to vote abroad. The overseas votes were being tallied under guard at a warehouse outside of Rome. A yes vote would strengthen Renzi's two-and-a-half-year-old government, giving its impetus to complete its five-year term and time to prepare for elections in 2018, while a no vote would favor early elections sometime next year. Three former premiers, Silvio Berlusconi, Massimo D'Alema, and Mario Monti, have come out against the reforms for different reasons. Berlusconi has argued that it concentrates too much power in the premier, while Monti says the reforms don't go far enough. Okay? How the vote plays out politically is likely to depend on the turnout and the margin of the decision. Thought there is a big turnout, it actually is good for Renzi, I think. Well, let me read here. Let me continue. Rather than giving you my thoughts, if only 30% of eligible voters turn out, the result will hardly be influential. The founder of La Repubblica, Eugenio Scalfari, wrote in a column Sunday, by noon, more than 20% had voted. I think the percentage now, I think the vote's almost complete, with 11 hours to go. And if voters reject the referendum, Renzi is expected to announce his resignation right away. But analysts say President Sergio Mattarella, whose job it would be to designate someone to form a new government, is unlikely to act until Parliament passes a new budget law. So there you go. That's the story in Italy. And we'll be watching. George, if you're watching on your screen, I'll be watching on mine to see if we get an announcement from Italy as to how this thing's gone. All that Drudge is reporting is that Renzi on the brink. And a picture there of Matteo Renzi. He's a young guy. He really didn't think he was going to run into this bump in the road for him. And this, in the same way that David Cameron, full of chutzpah, thought that his referendum in Britain was going to pass on remaining in the EU. So he was in for a big surprise.
Europe is trembling, James.
Yes, and of course, one of the things that's caused them to tremble, of course, the big thing, the big story, the Trump quake of Donald Trump. Let's read some of Donald Trump's tweets. Let's go to his most recent tweet, because that's exactly what they're doing at the New York Times and the Washington Compost. They're sitting around reading Donald Trump's tweets to find out what the news is. let me hit my refresh button here to see if our new president has tweeted anything new here. And apparently there was a very vicious Saturday Night Live skit last night by what's his face? What's the name of that movie star? It'll come to me in a minute.
I'm just guessing. Probably Alec Baldwin.
Yes, Alec Baldwin. Disgusting. He's been doing disgusting parodies of Donald Trump. Really vicious. And we'll hear Trump tweet about that in just a moment. His latest tweet, the Green Party just dropped its recount in Pennsylvania and is losing votes in Wisconsin. Just a Stein scam to raise money. then his previous tweet, he says this. This is big news. The U.S. is going to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses. But any business that leaves our country for another country, fires its employees, builds a new factory or plant in the other country, and then thinks it will sell its product back into the U.S. without retribution or consequence is, in all caps and an exclamation mark, wrong. There will be a tax on our soon-to-be strong border of 35% for these companies wanting to sell their product, cars, AC units, etc., back across the border. This tax will make leaving financially difficult. But these companies are able to move between all 50 states with no tax or tariff being charged. Please be forewarned prior to making a very expensive mistake. Exclamation mark.
I like it, James. All these years, I mean, the biggest political third rail of all is thou shalt never have a tariff again in the United States. That's idiotic. It's a shame that Willis Cardo wasn't around to watch all this and died some months ago. He called for tariffs over and over and over in the last 10 years. You know, we all did, but him being the American Free Press guy, he was pretty much, you know, the lone voice in the wilderness going, if you're not willing to protect, then be prepared to lose it all. And that's what's happened in the last 30 years.
Yeah. And then continuing, Donald Trump says, it, again, all caps, I love the way he tweets. It's great. I mean, he swings for the fences. And this is wonderful, folks. Man, we grew to love here on this show and elsewhere during the primaries and then the general election. He's the same guy as president of the United States. I call him president because effectively he is. He's the same guy as president of the United States. And, of course, lots of folks worried, you know, it's too good to be true. It's all going to, you know, it isn't going to happen in reality when he's president. Well, it is happening. He continues in all caps. The United States is open for business.
Oh. I love that. That's just like Bill Veeck years ago when he said the Chicago White Sox are open for business. And, you know, the first day of the winter meetings, you know, he put the entire roster up for sale. But that's what you got to do. I mean, he's yep. inherited an American baseball republic that's just fallen apart, and it should be up for sale or open for business.
And then he tweets his prior tweet 16 hours ago. He says, just tried watching Saturday Night Live. Unwatchable! Exclamation mark. Totally biased. Not funny. And the Baldwin impersonation just can't get any worse. Sad.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live without John Belushi is a complete waste of time, and it's all politics, so I don't miss it. Good for you, Donald. I'm glad you didn't like it. I didn't watch it either.
And folks, what's happening, of course, is that the if Saturday Night Live wants to declare war on our president that we elected, well, guess what's going to happen to Saturday Night Live's listener or viewer numbers? That's right. They're going into the toilet. And just as the New York Times will continue diving headfirst into the toilet and the Washington Compost and any of these other media that want to keep up their usual, well, keep up their all-out attack on the man we elected. We don't like that. And we're going to respond by unsubscribing from their publications, turning off their television stations, and their ratings are going to keep dropping like CNN's ratings are dropping. Let's see another tweet here. Go ahead. We'll be right back, George, and we'll take more calls right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. And thank you for your forbearance on a pretty rough day for us on the show here. We'll figure out what failed here. It could be equipment. It could be Bill Gates' Skype. It could be a number of things, but we'll get that sorted out for you. I'm talking to you right now just to show you how versatile and genius the engineers are at Republic Broadcasting. This whole radio program that you're listening to now hangs from the thin, thin thread of my very beat-up cell phone, which I'm cradling in my fingers in front of my face. I've got a headphone plugged into the top of it, and George assures me that the sound is somehow okay. That's a miracle.
It is. It's more than okay, G.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. But we'll sort it out for you, folks, and it's teamwork. The folks at Republic Broadcasting Network, they make all of these shows that you're able to hear happen. through all sorts of difficulties, financial difficulties, technical difficulties, internet difficulties. And so I hope you're showing your appreciation by supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope you can help this show out. We want to go forward through 8 years of the Trump phenomenon. And you can help out by mailing your contributions. You can help me buy a new microphone, maybe. But we'll figure out what it is. I've had this beautiful microphone that I have in front of me. I've had it turned on for the last 10 years of radio. This thing has never been turned off. So who knows? It might be the mic. But you can help this show out at James Kelso. That's me. P.O. Box 9. Single digit. That's right. How did you get a single digit P.O. Box? P.O. Box 9. That's how small this town is, folks. East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And the zip is 56721. Really easy address to remember. And I hope you can help out. Keep this
Send
show
money.
Going. Send money. Yeah, in any form. Don't fuss about that. You can cash is fine. The kind of people we have in the post office up here don't steal money out of the mail. And so cash is fine. Checks are fine. Money orders. And here's another way. If you have some other way you want to help out, PayPal or something, call me at my on this little phone that I've got in front of me here. Don't call me right now. It's 701-317-5317. And there you go. You can also find that information. If you didn't get a chance to write it down, you can. There's a website out there, one of my websites, called whitenewsnow.com. If you look at the very bottom, that P.O. box and that phone number is on the bottom of every single page of whitenewsnow.com, in case you didn't have a chance to write it down. And then, one more contact, the American Freedom Party itself, we have a great website, great webmaster maintaining it, at theamericanfreedomparty.us. And that's another place you can help out with contributions or help. Help the American Freedom Party out or help yourself to a $25 membership in the American Freedom Party. We made it as inexpensive as we could. Well, let's, on the theme that we've been covering of Donald Trump keeping Americans working in America, here's another tweet from Donald Trump, December 2nd. This is mentions a company. The name of the company is Rexnord, R-E-X-N-O-R-D. And I don't know what they make. Rexnord of Indiana is moving to Mexico. And rather viciously, this is Donald Trump tweeting, rather viciously firing all of its 300 workers. You can imagine what Donald Trump's going to be able to say about that right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
When this war is over, it will be better.
We have James. Are you on the air?
I believe I'm here.
That's very interesting. You have so far a cleaner signal. Which one are you transmitting on?
I turned the phone off and I'm on another computer now.
I think this one's working, James. And I'm curious if our two callers are still out there. We want to get them on the air.
All righty. Any callers, are you there?
I heard that we had. Oh, that sounds like Mitzi. Hey, Mitzi, how things looking down there in the deep south?
Very good, George and James. Great show as usual. I was hoping I could share something that I came across that's, I think, pretty important about the election. There's this Florida Citizens Alliance, and they're concerned about liberty, and they just sent out this information with a chart on how our 18 to 25-year-olds voted in the 2016 election, and it really speaks volumes. It says if we only count this age group on the Electoral College basis, the blue states would have had 504 electoral votes to 23 for the red. This is a direct result of our yes.
What's the age bracket?
18 to 25, the young people, the millennials. This is a direct result of our education system being riddled with political, religious indoctrination, pornography that destroys family values, and revisionist histories that rewrites founding values and principles. The group says that, you know, our constitutional republic form of government may have received a reprieve on in November 8th election, maybe. But one man cannot save this nation. Only we the people can. Secular indoctrination in our schools will win the war unless we join the battle. Socialism, political correctness, and free stuff are not the answers to preserving our individual freedoms and our nation's future. And it talks about how, you know, local school boards, you know, electing them and putting good people is important. But it also says something else that's really important. And I think Donald Trump is great. He's making some great, great selections with people who have experience in their fields. You know, the guy who's health department, he's an orthopedic surgeon. The guys, you know, from Goldman Sachs, they do know the money. That's really good, you know. But he didn't select that in the education world. Betsy DeVos has never been a teacher. She's a philanthropist. And she also is, you know, Trump just put in a Bush establishment member and global elitist in charge of the USDOE. And Pence, I love him to death, but he's one of the governors, and he also went to all Jeb Bush's workshops on, you know, school choice and vouchers, and they sound really good, but, you know, pro-choice in the abortion world means the death of a child, and choice in charter schools in the world of public education mean the death of the local community school and actually no authority of a local elected school board. And there's so many charter schools that are failing, and this is what this lady promotes. Like in Duval County, four just closed this week. You know, hundreds of them close all the time. And so it says, you know, on this page from the Florida Citizens Alliance, we must wake up and realize our liberty is being sacrificed via the indoctrination of our children. And they recommend that the only thing that we really have to do is we have to get Trump to, you know, get Congress to repeal the Every Student Succeed Act and abolish the U.S. Department of Education and return it to local control. You know, I love Trump, and I'm happy with all the other, you know, appointments, but Betsy DeVos has no experience. She's just a philanthropist, and she is Bush is thrilled with it, and all the neocons are just thrilled with her appointment.
Is that how she pronounces her name, DeVos? Is that how she pronounces it?
Yes.
Okay, I've been pronouncing it DeVos, and she's, you know, she's famous as the wife of one of the founders of Amway.
Right.
And the you know, a part of what you know, again, I don't want to sound like a cheerleader, Mitzi, but Donald Trump inevitably, in the course of making hundreds of appointments, is going to very intelligently, he will make some appointments that are appointments to keep this or that person quiet. I'll give you an example of that. He appointed Elaine Chao, who's married to Mitch McConnell. I think she's Chinese. Chao is a Chinese name, I believe. She's married to Mitch McConnell. And
right.
He made her Secretary of the Department of Transportation. Well, what did he thereby accomplish? Well, I think he accomplished a lot. He shut Mitch McConnell up, and that's worth it. That's a smart tactical move, I believe, because Elaine Chao in the Department of Transportation, she is not going to be able to, you know, unleash her own whims as to what she's going to do with our highway system or For example, I think maybe the dredging of those harbors might have something to do with the Department of Transportation. I don't know. Maybe not. But Donald Trump is going to set his agenda on rebuilding America's infrastructure, and then he will expect Elaine Chao to execute on his program. So, and then the there will be other people placed all around Elaine Chao, again, at Donald Trump's discretion, not hers. So she will not have a long leash on which to wander away from the Trump program. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell is reined in, and that's very important. As the Senate Majority Leader, Donald Trump needs him. He doesn't need a war with Mitch McConnell. And there will be other people like that, where Donald Trump people, and most of these people will be temporizing Republicans, the kind of people, you know, you love to hate. But it will be people like this that he's going to need, because he has to get – he'll need when he makes his Supreme Court nominations, he is going to need more than just a, you know, a slim majority in the House. He's going to have to be able to shut down filibusters and stop obstructionist tactics by the Democrats. They, you know, they will – you know, they'll throw their bodies in the road against the Donald Trump nominations in the Senate. So he's going to need – Mitch McConnell to be an enthusiastic, partner in the program. And so I just offer that as an example. And I like what you said. Also, another thing that will be going on, Donald Trump is going to have to use people who know what they're doing and who know what the problem is. So, you know, there will be some people who know how Goldman Sachs is built. How do you take Goldman Sachs? How do you take the financial elite or structure? How do you fix it if you don't know it, you don't know what it's doing? You don't want to put a babe in the woods in there who's going to be easily fooled by our enemies. But go ahead, Mitzi.
Well, I wanted to say, you know, I'm happy that he has Bannon on board, because I think that guy really understands why we're on the decline, and it's really Marxist culturalism. And that's what's in the schools. And so we, you know, this group says, you know, they're so thrilled that Trump's elected and, you know, he's saving the country. But we have to be careful because we need to know, you know, realize what the schools have been doing. And it's the indoctrination. It's really not that, you know, the narrative that it's the teachers' union. The teachers' unions are very weak. They really have no authority. Teachers don't even have tenure anymore. That's a narrative that's like crazy. You know, we can't afford the teacher retirements. Well, they're never even going to make it to retirement because the schools are war zones. They're the victims of the Marxist cultural war as well.
I agree with you. And Mitzi, this is a heck of a story you brought us. Now, folks, just remind us, I'm writing it down as you speak here, Mitzi. This was the age bracket 18 to 25, which is not strictly speaking millennials. Millennials, I think, go a little bit older than that as well, maybe up to 30, early 30s. But the this group, 18 to 25, if their votes alone had been counted, what was the outcome of the election?
Said that it would be 504. Blue states would have had 504 electoral votes and to the 23 red states.
Wow.
I mean, this is serious. And every you know, the Republicans really need to pay attention to this, because they won a lot of houses in all the different states. And we have Senate and we have the House, the Republican. But we have to pay attention to what happened after the election at these college universities. They're burning our flag. They're crying. They're having to have service dogs do therapy because they're so brainwashed. And they, you know, they're listening to Miley Cyrus and all the other weirdos out there. I can't even think of all the crazies that, you know, all the Hollywood people that are so upset that Trump was elected. It's very scary. 18 to 25. They have been taught nothing. You know, they don't know anything. They don't, you know, there's a guy on Fox News. He asked that people, you know, where was Jesus born? And somebody tells them Buffalo. I mean, who's on the Supreme Court? They think it's Justice Judy. It is a serious thing. So, you know, we do have to pay attention, and it is important. And Ronald Reagan made the same mistake. I loved Ronald Reagan, too. But he promised to abolish the Department of Education, and he never did. And we have to remember who his vice president was. It was Bush.
Right.
And they're always good at coming up with, you know, identifying a crisis. You know, it's all the schools. Well, the schools are bad off because of, you know, decades of the Marxist cultural war going on. It's a way to bring down all the institutions.
Yeah. Well, Mitzi, let me ponder for just a moment. This is so important. The demographic change in America, this one that you have raised, so very important. Of course, the young people are the future, and we old guys, I'm 68. We have a, you know, a much shorter time horizon in front of us than the young people. The future is theirs, and this is truly scary. I'll give you another scary one. And as we talk about this, I'm going to refer to a website that everybody should have in their bookmarks, and that is Numbers USA .org. NumbersUSA.com. I think .org does the same thing, but NumbersUSA.com, a website created by Roy Beck. And what he does so brilliantly is he makes the point concerning numbers, the demographic changes going on. And he makes the point, for instance, that below a certain age bracket, America right now is a majority-minority nation. I don't remember where the cutoff is, but it's somewhere there in the elementary grades. America is a majority-minority nation right now. And if you allow that to keep happening, as Donald Trump has warned, we lose our majority status in our nation. And we lose, this is why Donald Trump made the point, this is your last chance, folks, that we lose our ability to maintain control of our own political future. So what Mitzi's talking about here, there are two things going on there, Mitzi. One is that age group is not as white as it used to be. So there's a little bit of a, I was talking with a friend of mine who's in that age group, and I said, in all fairness, us older guys, our age group, George's age group and my age group, is much whiter than people in the 25, the 18 to 25 you described. So some of those people are non-Europeans. And they're voting blue state, they're voting Clinton, they're voting left wing and Democrat and open borders. Not too much we can do about that. But then the other thing, the other operative fact, Mitzi, is that they are being brainwashed, and I think it is true. I'd like to see a breakout of the numbers to see what are the views, like what did the European, the white people in that age bracket, how did they vote? I think it wouldn't be as bad as the sum total that you came up with, Mitzi, or that is in your article, but I think their voting is not as good as the older groups. And this is a consequence of that brainwashing you're talking about. Donald Trump may be, you know, one of his tasks and one of our tasks during his 8 years in office will be to counter that brainwashing and let our young people know the great things that George and I were taught in school. And Mitzi, I'm sure you're much younger than we are, but maybe you were taught some of those good things and those wholesome things if you went to school a little while ago.
I think I'm closer to your age, James, and I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize that people our age, and when we went to school, there was not a Department of Education. Jimmy Carter brought that in. It was really local in the States. It wasn't so micromanaged. They had to get a hold of the DOE, and it, just like businesses have been hurt with all the avalanche of regulations, that's what they've done to schools. And, you know, they've moved away from being very academic. You talk to the 80-year-olds, they're really well-educated, you know, better than me. I mean, they really are. And they'll tell you, well, when I went to school, you know, the teacher had authority, and we've undermined authority, and the families were still, weren't as many divorces and the breakdown. The church was still, you know, was still a Christian nation. You know, there's just every institution has been attacked, and you can do it through the schools. So it is important who they appoint. And Reagan made the same mistake. He was going to abolish it. He never did. We have to keep the heat on. I think it's good that we have Bannon. And I think, you know, just the fact that Trump said, you know, he's sick of political correctness, to me indicates that he's somewhat aware of this. But not totally, because he said, you know, we're going to give them vouchers and choice. And, you know, we need to fix the local school. Fix it. And because a lot of these poor minority kids, they don't have the ability to get on, you know, be driven to the new choice school, and they close, they fail, and it's a tax problem.
We lose, okay, you know, well, really, you know, Missy, let me address your fear there. When Donald Trump is, you know, it's unbelievable the breadth of his mind and of his knowledge, but he will, as he addresses schools, I'm sure he hasn't in detail studied what his program will be in the realm of schools. I wouldn't worry about this DeVoe person running through any program that she wants or leading Donald Trump around by the nose. Nobody is, and everybody who's been close to him says nobody leads Donald Trump around by the nose. His management style, his executive style, is that he sits in a room and he sits quietly and he listens. He lets as many different people as he can express themselves. He likes debate in front of him. He likes people to contradict him. And he really, everyone who's been close to him says this, he really listens. We're going to listen to a break here.
James, I think we're trampling on a commercial here.
We've got a break, folks. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
To you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.